let's take a call here. Let's see what's on your mind. Yeah, Mike.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
I wish you would get more time.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I'm serious. I know you used to come on for 1 hour, but no, Vlad, I really mean I wish you'd get more time.
Well, I get 60 minutes an hour like everybody else, I guess.
Well, you're a good host.
Well, I appreciate it. That's very nice of you.
That's true, because you listen to people, and I'm glad to call. And I'm not too much for, stranglehold. They're pretty good, but I like the, open forum. But I'll tell you some things real quick, what that's on my mind. It's like... this is just my opinion. I could be way out in the left field. I admit I could be totally wrong, okay?
Okay.
And I could be maybe part right. I'm not a super professor, but just my opinion. I actually believe right now in the year of 2001, this is, the 17th of April, right?
It is the, we can synchronize watches here, okay? I have got 17th of April. I have got 7:22 p.m. now.
Okay, here's what I'm saying. Now, my opinion, okay, now, this is from my heart to share with people, and people laugh all I want, but I really mean this. As a Christian, I share this real quick. I pray for this in the church. Now, I don't have the love of money, so I don't want people to misunderstand me. But I am a real minister, but I truly want to own my own business. Now, there's nothing wrong with people owning their business out here, but you know a problem I have with it to a certain extent? I'm trying to say this with respect. I don't mean it in no bad way. But why should we, as a worker, or let's say if I own a business, you work for me, just pretend, hypothetically.
Okay.
Why should you sit there and make me rich when you can make your own self rich?
I quit. What can I say?
I'm
not working for you anymore. I'm out of here.
You see what I'm saying? But seriously,
there's not a business on earth that can afford to pay a worker more than he's worth, is there? I mean, that's the logic of the system.
Well, I don't buy the logic, because to be real honest with you, if you was worth, like, let's say if you was worth $25 an hour, and if I'm a cheapskate, and if I'm not a good employer, I might only pay you $7. Even you're worth way more.
Well, I mean, look at the logic. What happens if McDonald's says, hey, we're going to be great to our workers, okay? We're going to pay them $30 an hour, and we're just going to basically...
Well, that's school kids. The problem I have with that? Now, you're making a good point, and I'm not saying you, but in times of past, people dwell too much on the school kids and worrying about the school kids have a job.
Once they start paying $30 an hour, it's going to be more than school kids doing the jobs, right?
But it seems like the Christians get done the dirtiest for doing the best. It doesn't necessarily have to be a Christian, but the point, it seems like the people that work the hardest, they appreciate, but later on it seems like it's turned and they get the dirty end, which don't make no sense to me.
I got you, Mike. You're much a regular around here, okay?
But I hope you're serious to think about that. That really goes on in the real world.
Do me a favor.
I
got to take a break now.
All right. Have a good time.
But give me a call next week earlier, because I want you to explain a parable to me.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, that was Mike, and he's a real minister, and I'm a real talk show host. And my name is Lloyd Sloan. This is WGNU, and you are listening to these messages.